Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And verse 8. Psalm 34 and verse 8. And the psalmist is encouraging us to take a particular view. And here's what he says. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I don't know if in life there are things that you like the taste of, and there are things that we don't like the taste of. And we've been thinking just a little bit about choices already tonight. And sometimes we take choices because of taste. And somebody maybe has realised in the last wee while that I've found out in recent times that I'm allergic to chocolate. Now, it's not a good thing to be allergic to in some respects. And you wouldn't hardly tell from a distance that I was allergic to chocolate. But just in recent months I've found that out. And it's quite a difficult thing to be allergic to chocolate if you like the taste of chocolate. There we are. So there are things that we would head for. Now, if I was to go to my wife and say, there's something very, very sweet, you would like that, I'm sure she would turn up her nose at that. But if you were to say to me, there's something very sweet, then that might be a different story. So each one of us has different things that we like the taste of. And some things we've never tasted at all. You know, you find that with children when they're young, and I was the same. I'm not being bad to children of in any shape or form, but you find out with children that they'll just not put a thing past their lips at all. Don't want it, don't like it, and they've never tasted it yet. I wonder if there's any children in the meeting like that. And I think I see a lot of mums and dads shaking, nodding their heads, as if to say, I think I know a few children just like that, and they won't let anything past their lips. And we blame the children for that, but you know, sometimes as adults we're the same. And the psalmist is taking this view tonight for us to think about that very same thing. But instead of thinking about food, he's thinking about somebody far more worthy and far more worthwhile than food in a sense. In fact, one of the statements of Scripture says this in the book of the Psalms, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. This is the psalmist is speaking about the Lord. And he says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And so he's thinking about an earthly thing, the sweetest thing that you could find on earth in a sense. And he says, the words of God, the words of the Lord Jesus, the words of the Scripture are far greater, far sweeter than that. And so us as adults, and us as children, the psalmist is not pointing us to something sweet like honey. He's pointing us to the person of God himself. And in a scriptural sense tonight, in the gospel, we would be pointing, each one of us would be pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what the psalmist said, O taste and see. And it may well be tonight that you're like the children with a taste that they've never tried. And you won't want to try it. And you're saying, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. And you've never really tried. Well, sometimes that's the case for us with the things of God, isn't it? And the psalmist is saying, he's encouraging the people, he's encouraging the reader of this lovely psalm to taste and see that the Lord is good. And he uses this little word at the very beginning, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And there's a sense in which here's a man who's speaking from experience. And how good it is for us to have experience of the things of God and to be able to tell others of the wonderful things that are to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The wonderful things that are to be found in the Word of God and the wonderful things that are to be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. O taste and see that the Lord is good. So we've found out one thing that is good. The word of the Lord is good to the taste. But you know, there's a little scripture, and it's a remarkable scripture in the book of Hebrews in chapter 2. And it tells us about a taste that none of us wants ever to taste. And here's what it says. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Should taste death for every man. Now here's a taste that you and I don't want to get. We never want to feel the taste of death. But you know, that's something that we're all going to taste if the Lord Jesus be not come. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, well, we're going to leave this scene of time. And we'll never go through the article of death. How marvellous is that? I wonder if you're looking forward to that day. I wonder if you understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven and he's coming back to the clouds, and he's going to take everyone who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have trusted him for eternal salvation. They're all going to go to the heavens with him. We're expecting that. Now you might say, when's that going to happen? Well, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly when it's going to happen. It tells us some signs to look forward for, and so on in the scriptures. You know, one of the signs is this, in a sense, that children will be disobedient to parents. There's just one for you for tonight. Here's a thing to be thinking of. A sign in the world. Lots of signs. There'll be diverse things will happen in different spheres, different situations. We're not going to go into that tonight. What I'm saying to you is, though, are you ready for the Lord Jesus to come back? Are you one of these people who will leave this scene of time because he has tasted death for every man? If you accept that, if you acknowledge in your heart and mind that you're a sinner and that you're looking and searching for God's salvation, here's the person we come to, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has tasted death for every man. And if we accept that, if we accept his death as the method of our cleansing, as the sacrifice for our sin, we can have that salvation. And we needn't taste eternal death. Now we might have to go through the article of physical death. We don't know that. None of us know when that's going to be, when that will take place for us. But eternal death, being cast away from God, never to be able to come to him again. Eternal death. The Lord Jesus has tasted death for every man, that you and I might not have to experience eternal death if you'll only put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's one who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that he might taste death for every man. I wonder, can you say that he's tasted death for me? Can you say that he's tasted death for me? That the Lord Jesus Christ died that I might not die? That eternally I might be alive in the Lord Jesus Christ? How marvelous is that? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man, or the person. Happy is the person that trusts in him. I wonder tonight if I can ask you a question. What are you trusting, and who are you trusting for eternal salvation? Isn't it sad tonight that so many are trusting in the things of this world? Maybe they're trusting in things that they've done. Maybe they're putting their faith in something that they've done by way of helping people or going to church or reading their Bible or doing whatever it might be that they might think would pacify the God of heaven, and yet they forget that the Lord Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And we're putting our trust in these things and rather than in the things that God has prepared and presented to us as the things to put our faith and trust in. Blessed is the man, happy is the man, absolutely happy and gloriously happy is the man, that are the person that puts their faith and trust in the God of heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. How marvellous it is that the Lord Jesus has given us this opportunity to put our faith and trust in him again tonight. I wonder, can you look back to a moment in time? Can you think of the history of your life? Can you search through the history of your life? And can you remember a moment in time when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to say to you tonight that that's important. when you, with your own will, put your faith in the Lord Jesus for salvation. Because if you haven't done that tonight, you're living in a precarious situation. You're living dangerously. Because salvation comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And unless we come to the point where we put our faith in the Lord Jesus, we physically attach ourselves to him, give ourselves that desire, take that desire to ask him for eternal salvation, then we've never accepted the Lord Jesus. And we're leaving ourselves without hope, without God in the world. How dreadful that must be tonight, to be in that situation. But here's what the psalmist says very simply as we close tonight. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, happy, to be envied is the man that puts his trust in him. May God bless his word, shall we pray?